the front men for AI deployment have all fomented fear into the mainstream narrative.
I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong.
Regulations are really only put into effect after something terrible has happened.
That's correct.
If that's the case for AI, and we're only putting regulations after something terrible has happened, it may be too late to actually put the regulations in place. The AI may be in control at that point.
You think that's real? It is conceivable that AI could take control and reach a point where you couldn't turn it off and it would be making the decisions for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, that's definitely the way things are headed, for sure.
Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt says that every government is now engaged in a race to build robotic AI military systems.
For thousands of years, we've had the notion of stereotypically a man and a gun fighting another man and a gun, or with a horse or what have you. We're now breaking that connection forever. So all of a sudden, the logic of everything that we in our military do just doesn't make any sense, right? You should be building automated robotic systems for defense and offense.
This is what Palantir is developing in the Middle East, a robotic AI human killing machine. And it is what President Trump is developing in the United States with Peter Thiel, a name with a fitting anagram for MAGA's technocratic poster child, the Reptile. Peter Thiel shows no sympathy for the genocidal murder he is helping execute with Palantir, and he believes the future is transhumanism.
A number of people deeply involved in artificial intelligence see it as a kind of mechanism for transhumanism, for transcendence of our mortal flesh. Is it hype? Is it delusion? Is it something you worry about? You would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well,
Yes?
I don't know. I would
This is a long hesitation. This is a long hesitation.
There's so many questions implicit in this.
Should the human race survive?
Yes.
Okay.
But the ideal was this radical transformation where your human natural body gets transformed into an immortal body. A transvestite is someone who changes their clothes and cross dresses. And a transsexual is someone where you change your penis into a vagina. And we can then debate how well those surgeries work. But we want more transformation than that. The critique is not that it's weird and unnatural. It's so pathetically little. And we want more than cross dressing or changing your sex organs. We want you to be able to change your heart and change your mind and change your whole body.
Science fiction author Isaac Asimov wrote The Three Laws of Robotics in 1942, all of which were based on doing no harm to humans, and all of which have already been broken. While the U.S. president pushes a 10-year moratorium on any AI regulation, the experts push fear, and Peter Thiel explains why.
You have been giving talks recently about the concept of the Antichrist. What does that mean to you? What is the Antichrist?
In all these Antichrist books, people wrote, how does the Antichrist take over the world? He gives these demonic, hypnotic speeches and people just fall for it. And so it's this plot hole. The way the Antichrist would take over the world is you talk about Armageddon nonstop. You talk about existential risk nonstop. And this is what you need to regulate.
You're saying the real Antichrist would play on that fear and
yes.
say, you
yes.
must come with me to avoid Skynet, to avoid the Terminator, to avoid nuclear Armageddon.
Yes.
It just seems to me that when you tell me a story mm-hmm. about the Antichrist coming to power and using the fear of technological change to sort of impose order on the world, I feel like that Antichrist would be using the tools that you were building, right? Like, wouldn't the Antichrist be like, great, we're not going to have any more technological progress, but I really like what Palantir has done, how you get to world willing to submit to permanent authoritarian rule.
Well, but again, there are these different gradations of this we can describe, but...
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.